are perfect, tried and pure. You're the healer, you are the cure. You're redeemer to the lost and poor. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and sky. Yes, you are. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're still Jehovah, all powerful. You are freedom worth fighting for. Come when may your worthy glory. Come when may your worthy praise. All we are is glory's reflection. We will bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Your kindness unmatchable. There's still grace for guilt. There's still grace for wrong. And you're the light for the path unknown. And Lord, without you, where would we go? And you're the way, yes, you are our own. To hear heaven from earth, Lord. Your defender, hallelujah. When judgment comes, we're still protected by your blood. Come one day.
Can I get it in an amen? Come on, somebody.
Come on, somebody.
Praise him. Holy Ghost DJ. It's your boy on the ones and twos. Gospel flavor coming at you. 2027 Gospel Station. Keep it locked. That's how we do it around here.
NFI. North Carolina. Georgia. California. New York. Seattle, Washington. Around the world. In studio. NFI. Gospel Network. The number one station in the world.
Thank you.
Oh, God, you have been so good to me. I just want to thank you. God bless you, and welcome to the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary Christian station in the world, and it is always a pleasure and an honor to bring to you some of the very finest in gospel music right here from the NFI Studios 1 and 2, Raleigh, North Carolina, and DeKalb, Georgia. And we are so grateful to come to you on this wonderful day as we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. It's right at about 12 minutes after the hour. And got more coming your way. Want to thank you so much for locking in, all of you, with your awesome comments to let us know that you are catching the wave right here 7 days a week, Mondays through Sundays from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And you can join us on our website at nfiradio.com, nfiradio.com. And you can also join us on our Facebook channel. That's NFI Radio Gospel Network on our Facebook channel. And you can also dial in with your mobile phone. Simply dial 563-999-3020 to listen to this network 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. You can also listen with your mobile phone. And you can also join us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Breaking News Network. Okay, well, look, for those of you just locking in for your very first time and just want to know a little bit about this network, what we are all about, we are not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. We're not about competition or compromising. We're about doing the will of the Lord, and that is to win souls for the glory of God. He who winneth souls is wise, and that's the word of God. And I'm about it. These that are part of this network on this NFI team, we are about winning souls for the glory of God. Also, want to remind those of you, join us right here Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. for 30 minutes, Power of Prayer. And you can listen to our powerful NFI prayer warriors coming forth every day, Mondays through Thursdays at 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. 30 minutes, Power of Prayer. If you're looking for a breakthrough, you want to call in and have private prayer, you can do that too. And you can call our 24-hour hotline for speaking with a minister, a pastor, or evangelist to pray with you and intercede with you with a private prayer. You can call our 24-hour hotline number. That number is 984-733-3977. Again, our 24-hour hotline number, 984-733-3977. All right, well, look, we're going to get back with more great gospel music. And somebody requested a song. They said, well, look, how far can you go back to play some of those old ones? I want to hear an old quartet group. I want to hear one of those songs that they sang years ago. So I said, well, it depends on what you want to hear. I can go back and forth, Sam Cooke, Soul Spurrier, the Dixie Hummingbird, the Fairfield Four, Claude Jeter. I can continue to name more and more and keep going. But I tell you what I'm going to do. And this one is going out to Victoria Brown out of, I believe she's out of Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio. And I'm going to send this out to Victoria Brown. She had requested a song. So this is going out to her. God be the glory. I pray that you enjoy. God bless you. Something really happened to me. That's going out to Victoria Brown out of Cincinnati, Ohio. And that one is by Durham's Own. And many of you remember Margaret Allison and the Angelic Gospel Singers. Got more? Stay right where you are. Let's get back with more great gospel music.
Oh, on, come on. Come on, come on, you can stand. Come on, everybody, come on. You can just clap your hands like this. I wrote this song. This song got a Mississippi groove. Can I sing it? So sing. To call your name, because at your name, things begin to change. When I call you, you're always there, and that lets me know that you really do care. I call you
Master,
Savior, Wonderful Counselor,
I'm out of here.
29 minutes before the top of the hour, going down memory lane. That's the Ever Ready's. And many of you remember the Ever Ready's, right? All right, well, that's the Ever Ready singers. Look, we got more just like that all the way up to 8 o'clock tonight. And those of you just locking in, want to welcome you and thank you for catching the wave right here from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina, Studios 1 and Studios 2 out of DeKalb, Georgia. I want to welcome you and thank you so much. I want to remind those of you to tune in to our NFI television gospel broadcast, and that's where Studios 2 is, and we are on every Saturday afternoon at that's 4 o'clock p.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the top 10 video countdown of the week, and you do not want to miss this week broadcast. We've got a powerful broadcast coming forth this Saturday, 4 o'clock p.m., and those of you, if you are out of Georgia, you can join us on Channel 25. That's DeKalb Channel 25. And if you're out of state and you want to join us, you can live stream us anywhere in the world. Simply go to DEKALB25.com. Again, that DEKALB25.com. If you go there and you see where you click on, and you can watch us right there from wherever you are with your mobile phone or at home on your computer or whatever you're using to go to the live streaming site. All right, well, look, I'm going to get back with more gospel music. There's a lot we can talk about, and I don't have enough time to talk about what's going on around the world. There's so much happening. I definitely want you to keep in mind to pray for our youth, the young people that are going to school each and every day. Let's keep them in prayer. You know, school is not like it used to be. I'm older now, and school is not like the days we used to go to school. You remember back during that time, you could leave your front doors unlocked and didn't have to worry about somebody just walking in your home and trying to rob you or take something from you. If somebody came to your door and knocked, they was asking could they borrow something, not take it from you. Those days are not like that today. This is a new generation, new breeze, but God is still on the throne. And guess what? He is totally in charge. And many times, you know, we don't realize what we do to others until it's already done. Then we want to try to erase it, but we can't take it back. But the best way to do it is do the right thing. Do the right thing. stay away from doing things that you know are not right in the eyesight of God. And it's not good for you as well. Thank you. God bless you. Now, let's get back with more great gospel music here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. To God be the glory.
Hey! come on with it. Yes. Let's have some church. Yes. Oh, come on with it. You all gonna make me get up out of this seat. You better stop. Oh, my goodness. Glory to God, glory to God. I don't know about you, but if you felt in a place where you just didn't feel the best and you needed something to push you a little bit more to move forward in the things that you need to do today and you were feeling a little down, well, I pray that that will uplift you. That's your girl, Evelyn Turntine AG, and oh my goodness, look, she was making me get up out the seat, huh? All right, well look, I pray that you've enjoyed the music as we continue to play for you right here from the NFI studio. Look, I also want to remind those of you to join our NFI prayer warriors right here. Again, that's every day, Mondays through Thursdays from 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And want to remind you to tune into our powerful preachers and teachers, men and women of God that's coming forth teaching and preaching the Word of God Mondays through Sundays. And you can join them right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 9:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. and at 1 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sundays at 11:30 a.m. to 12 noon, right here from the NFI Studios, Raleigh, North Carolina. Now, I'm going to get back with some more music, so I don't know where I'm going with the next song, but on this one, I'm going to send out, they just call and call, and they always let me know they enjoy the music. So I'm going to send this this one out to Brother Crump. Brother Crump from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm going to send this one out to him, Brother Crump, and his wife and family, and pray that you enjoy it. God bless you. Thank you again for catching the wave.
Lord, you didn't have to wait soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. I know you didn't have to wake me early this morning, but you did know. I'm glad about it. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but you did know. They all you done, you woke me up. Lord, you were right on time. I had my health and strength and cold. Now let me say it again. You didn't have to wait soon this morning, but Jesus, I ain't gotta ask you. You didn't have to wake me soon this morning, but Jesus, I wonder. Lord, you were right on time. And my head and strength and cold. Just wanna tell you, you didn't have to wait for this morning. Lord, you didn't have to wait for this morning. I know you didn't have to wait for this morning. You didn't have to do it. Thank you. Thank you.
I made up my mind, knowing that Jesus won't let me down, won't let you down. All right, well, look, that's going down memory lane, and you guys remember the Dixie Hummingbirds? All right, that's the sounds of the Dixie Hummingbirds, and right before that, the late, great Brother Lee Williams and the Spiritual QCs out of Tupelo, Mississippi. We've got it right here. Tons and tons of music for you, quartet, as well as contemporary gospel music, the old, the new, all right here waiting to play it for you. And you can request it. Simply give us a call at 563-999-3020 to make your request. Or you can call our 24-hour hotline. Simply dial 984-733-3977. That's our 24-hour hotline where you can contact us and leave us any questions. Or if you would like to be a part of this network, feel free to give us a call on our 24-hour hotline. Again, that number, 984-733-3977. We are an international network where you can listen to us anywhere in the world. We thank you so much for catching the wave on this wonderful day. We are right at 2 minutes before the top of the hour. So what that means is I'm going to take a pause for the calls for the station ID. And when we come back, you don't want to miss what's coming up next. Right here. I'm your host, the Anointed One. Always my pleasure. Be right back with you right after this. Join the NFI Radio Gospel Network with 30 Minutes Power of Prayer 2024 here on the NFI, Mondays through Thursdays, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Power of Prayer. Men and women of God that are coming forth praying for you, this nation, and the people around the world for healing, deliverance, and setting the captives free. Don't miss us right here. The Power of Prayer Request Hotline, Mondays through Thursdays here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, where the breakthroughs and miracles are manifesting in this year of 2024. Join us, the Power of Prayer Request Hotline. Dial in anytime. That's 563-999-3020. Again, that number, 563-999-3020. We'll look forward to hearing from you. The Power of Prayer Request Hotlines here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Can you say that wherever you are? and you said, Jesus is in my soul. I wonder, can you feel me right now, riding along the highway? So one day, Jesus washed me. He washed me.
One day.
If you'd mind if I just say that one more time.
Your blessing is on the way.
Be blessed.
I'm telling you that I'm blessed. I know that he did it for me. Telling you that I'm blessed. He brought me your love away. Every day I feel blessed. Every day I feel blessed. When he never made it through the rainy day.
I'm trusting God all the way. I'm fighting all my battles with him. The devil ain't having his way, no, no. He's trying to take my life, but he didn't win. Had me thinking I was a nobody, but God told me that I was somebody. Yeah.
I didn't want to live. Drowning in my tears, I couldn't swim. I prayed again, and nobody cared. Till God rescued me, now I'm healed. I wouldn't have got here without you. I wouldn't have gave up without you.
Oh,
That's the sounds of Javon Dwayne and Zachariah Cortez. That's brand new music, Without You. Without You, huh? I hope you like that, huh? All right, we've got more coming your way right here from the NFI Studios, 7 minutes after the hour. And, oh, boy, we've got more and more to come your way. But look, most of all, we're not here to entertain you. We're here to share the Word of God with you. And that's what we're all about. We're not about compromising, about competition. We're about winning souls for the glory of God. And that's what this network is all about. We're not a normal network. We are concerned about man and woman, soul and spirit, that we may compel them to come to Christ. And did you know that knowledge is power? Knowledge is power. You know, you be around a lot of people love to read, right? So how are they going to be able to learn things if they don't read about it? And make sure that it's true when you read it now. You know, there's a lot of information that you can read that's not true. But make sure it's true. And it's just like going on Facebook and you see all these posts about this person, that person, and they're playing videos on YouTube about this person and that person, and you don't even know the whole story or know the direct information, whether it's true or false. And then we get out on Facebook and we're sharing here and telling someone that and this and that, and don't even know the whole story, where it's the truth or it's a lie. So it's best don't say anything. The truth will make you free, huh? That's the word. The truth will make you free. So when it is true, you'll find out whether it's true or not. Just hold on. Don't push it. Huh? Just wait. Let the Lord work it out, and he will reveal it to you. All right. Well, look, thanks again. Got more coming your way. Want to thank all of you far and near. Want to send a love out to Alabama, Mississippi, Detroit and Chicago, my good friend. He's out there, and many of you may know him. He's a recording artist that's out there in Chicago. Been out there for years, grew up in Chicago, and he's better known as Motivator G. And he was one of the first gospel rap artists that started out with rap gospel. And many of you might not know that, but Motivator G was one of the first gospel rap artist that started out. They don't call it gospel rap now. They call it male music. So many of you, if you're going in and you want to find out and see the artist, then type in male music and you'll find out some of the artists that's singing gospel rap. So as long as the words are revealing to you, coming from the scripture, and they're talking about Jesus, then it is good for you to hear. And these young people today, they need someone to give them an encouraging word. There's a lot that's out there to distract them, to keep them from hearing and following Christ. And once they get on that pathway of being directed to Christ, then here come the enemy trying to pull them away or trying to trick them. And there's so many different things out there to tempt them. You got drugs, you got alcohol, you got gangs, you got robbing and stealing and killing. You got all these different forces that are coming at them. That's why it's important, young men, to have a father in the life, a role model, If they don't have a father, have a role model in their life that they can look up to and teaching them the right way to go. That's what they need. The young ladies the same way. They need a mother to teach them the right way to go. They need a role model, a lady, to teach them the right way to go. And when they get old, they won't depart from that word that they heard years ago. Somebody said, I know that's right. All right, let's get back with more gospel music. It's my pleasure. I'm your host, the Anointed One.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Let's see season was made for you. This time favor will carry you. One word in order for your life. I want to speak over you with congratulations. Yeah, congratulations. That's right, time for celebration. You gon' see your elevation. If you didn't know, victory is your name. It's time for a greater change. I'm speaking into your season. Now you're winning everything. We all have failed, but you made it. Now your past is being faded. Hats off, chin up, big mouth. It's a celebration.
Everybody has a mountain and a valley season. You went through the shaking, beating, pressing. Now it's greater time to shine. Let's go!
I can already hear it. I can already feel 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 it. It's about to be a celebration.
I've been left alone.
23 minutes after the hour, and that one there is Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas, along with Justin, and many of you know he is definitely singing that particular tune. And those of you, if that's your very first time hearing Reverend Matthew Mickens and the fellas, they are going to be in this area real soon. So for more information, more details, keep it posted right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, your number one quartet and contemporary gospel station in the world. We are right here Mondays through Sundays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for the very best in gospel music. Once again, we want you to call us, and you can listen with your mobile phone. That number is 563-999-3020. You can listen with your mobile phone with us every day, Mondays through Sundays, when you dial that number, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Going to take a pause for the calls, and we'll be right back right after this.
The NFI Radio Gospel Network, Raleigh, North Carolina, revealing the truth of the Word of God and bringing forth the Word of God with power.
My husband and I have been watching your broadcast faithfully for a couple of months now, and really have been blessed. We appreciate your preaching the Word of God without compromising. We have a concern about an issue that has arisen close to us.
All right.
We have just discovered that our pastor is a Mason. We are disturbed by this and would like your opinion about people who are supposedly serving and preaching the true and living Word of God being in the Mason organization. So far in your broadcast, we have not heard Masons discussed.
Being a Mason is of the devil.
Amen.
That's right.
Teach it, brother.
Jesus said, in secret have I said nothing.
Amen.
That's right. In secret.
The Masonic order claimed that being a Mason is delight. What is Masonry? Amen. I'm not talking about the organization or the secret sorority, but naturally, what is Masonry? Masonry, naturally, is him or her who mastered the craft in cutting stone.
That's right.
Right.
To make a stone fit in the process of building a building.
Go ahead.
Are you listening?
Go ahead.
Jesus called himself the stone.
That's right.
The chief cornerstone. Not a Mason. But he is the chief cornerstone, meaning the main stone that everything supposed to be built around.
Jesus said unto them,
listen,
in Matthew chapter 21 and at verse 42,
follow me. You that's in the Prince Lodge and Scottish Rite.
Amen.
The Freemasonries and the non-Freemasons.
That's right.
Listen.
Matthew 21 and verse 42.
Follow me.
Jesus says unto them, did you never read in the scriptures?
Did you read in the scriptures?
The stone.
The stone.
Which the builders rejected.
Which the builders rejected.
The same
the
is become.
The same is become.
The head of the corner.
Now, the reason why I say the Masonic order is of the devil. You may build hospitals and give scholarships to colleges. That's all well and good, but it ain't good enough.
That's right.
A scholarship don't give you eternal life.
That's Amen. Right.
A hospital don't give you eternal life.
That's right.
We're talking about having a belief that will connect you to God.
That's it.
This is what we're talking about.
That's right.
Now, Masonic order, you say that you have the light. Well, if I'm in the light and I got a brother in the dark,
Amen.
According to the belief of the Masonic order, I can't share the light with my brother.
That's right.
Because I take a vow of secrecy.
That's right. Amen.
And I'm not allowed to reveal the crafts and the arts I'm even initiated.
Right.
If I reveal those secrets, then I have broken the vow I agreed to have, I believe, my tongue snatched out and my heart cut out.
Amen.
If I tell people how to become a Mason.
Right.
Well, if you are the light,
then you should be telling everybody
that's right.
how to become a Mason.
Right. That's right.
Walking in the light.
Because if you walk in the light, you know, the scripture says as he is in the light,
that's
we have fellowship.
That's right.
That's right.
So being that you took an oath of secrecy and won't tell, I didn't take no oath.
That's right.
And I'm going to tell.
That's right. Amen.
That's right.
Right.
Amen.
So if you got a preacher
Amen.
Who's a Mason,
that's right.
you got a false prophet.
Hear the truth and be not deceived. Tune us Monday through Sunday from 8 a.m. till 8 p.m. with the Word of God and the very best in quartet and contemporary gospel music. Join us on Facebook Live at NFI Radio Gospel Network.
NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
In the vineyard for the Lord for what seems like a lifetime. You have dreams and you've worked towards things that you wanted to accomplish for yourself. but somehow your biggest goals always seem to be just out of your reach. But the Lord told me to tell you that he knows who you are. Yes, he's seen your work, and he's also seen your tears. And he wants you to know today that you're not forgotten. He's here to reward you for all your faithfulness. But he said in his word that if you would delight yourself in him, he will give you the desires of your heart. In other words, not only will he give you what you need, but he promised to give you whatever you want. So don't get discouraged. Don't give up. Hang in there and prepare yourself for your blessing. It's your time now.
This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. This is Apostle Barbara Watkins coming to you from Lewisburg, North Carolina, Christian Life Church of God, Inc., along with
Co-Pastor Gladys Smith. We invite you to join us on Tuesdays from 9:30 to 10 o'clock a.m., and on Thursdays from 1 o'clock to 1:30 p.m., where we teach the Word of God and we enjoy the Word of God. Join us.
It's the way.
Welcome back to the program. Now let's join Apostle Barbara Watkins and Co-Pastor Gladys Smith of the Christian Life Church located at 6762 Highway 56 West, Franklinton, North Carolina. Now here is Pastor Gladys Smith.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. We tell God thank you for a brand new day that he has made. I tell God thank you because he is the same God today that he was on yesterday. He's the same God today that he's going to be forevermore. And I tell God thank you because he has not changed. He is the everlasting Father. He is the Almighty God. He is the healer. He is the miracle worker. He is the deliverer. Everything that we need him to be, he is a friend. He is the one that we can cast all our cares upon because he cares for us. And I tell God, thank you. He's the same God in 2021 that he was in 2020, still holy and righteous. And I tell God, thank you just for being God. I thank God for this opportunity to come back one more time. I tell God, thank you that he is still keeping us in the midst of the storm. I tell God, thank you. Do you remember when he was out on the boat and a storm came up and the disciples asked him, do you not care for us? And he let them know that he was right in the midst and all he had to do was speak peace. And when he spoke peace, the storm ceased. And I tell God, thank you. He is the same God that if he so desired through his son, Jesus, He could speak peace in the midst of the storm, and everything that wasn't like him would have to cease. But I tell God, thank you, that I got an understanding now that we as disciples got to go to him. We got to pray to him. We got to trust him. We got to fast sometime. And I tell God, thank you. Through all that we came through in 2020, I tell God, thank you for keeping me. I tell God, thank you for keeping so many. I tell God, thank you for just being the great I am. And as we come into another year, just as God is still God, keeping his word, doing what he does best, he's genuine. He's not a liar. He's not a thief. But I got to serve notice that Satan is still doing what he does best, causing havoc wherever he goes. The word of God said he's going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. And I tell God, thank you, that God got control of Satan. And Satan can do no more than God allowed him to do. Father God, I thank you for this day. Thank you for your son, Jesus. I thank you for your Holy Ghost power in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, as I come to teach your word, I tell you, thank you, dear God, that I want you to get all of the glory in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father God, in your son, Jesus' name, I tell you, thank you for all that you're doing, God. I ask that you touch your ministerial staff throughout the land, God. Touch in the name of Jesus your apostles, your evangelists, your pastors, your teachers. Oh, God, you touch in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, touch your deacons, your deaconess, God. Touch in the name of Jesus your mothers, your disciples, God. Touch your ushers, God. Touch the whole body of Christ in the name of Jesus. I ask you to draw them nigh unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, in your son Jesus' name, you allowed us to see another day, God. Keep our focus and our mind and our hearts on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I ask that you pour out your anointing on those that you desire, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father, cover your people with your blood, God. Those that are living for you, God, those that are preaching and teaching your word, cover them with your blood. Those that won't compromise, God. Those that are standing on your word, God. Those that won't turn to Satan, God. I ask that you encamp your God. Give them your strength in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I come against every infirmity, God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak your healing power, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being God. Father God, I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, believe in you, God. Touch, God. As the government get ready to move, God, from one cycle to another, God, you be in the midst, God. Oh, God, I come against destruction right now with your Holy Ghost power and your word, God. You said no weapon formed shall prosper in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you be in the midst of the transition, God, that you get all of the glory. Touch your leaders, God, in the government. Give them your heart and your mind, God. Oh, Father God, I tell you, thank you just for being our God. For it's in your son Jesus' name that I ask, believing and trusting you. Amen, amen. I tell God, thank you again for all that he is doing in this season. And one thing that I do know, that I can do nothing without him. At Christian Life, we are having worship service every Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. Prior to morning worship, we have Sunday school, where we're still teaching the word of God. And we are enforcing the laws of the land. We have the mask, and we have hand sanitizer. We got to be obedient to keep people safe. Even though the Holy Ghost of God is there, we still got to be obedient to the word of God. And Father God, I tell you, thank you for you being in the midst. And usually on Tuesday nights, we have Bible study on our conference line. But tonight, we will not be having Bible study on conference line. Remember, disciples, that we're coming together for a meeting at the church. We ask that you come with the heart and the mind of Christ, that as we discuss business for 2021, that God will be in the midst of all that we are doing. But as we come back together today, going to finish talking about suffering of the righteous. And the righteous are those that love God. The righteous are those that do the will of God. The righteous are those that do a work for God. The righteous are those who are obedient to not some of the word of God, but all of the word of God. And as the righteous, yes, we are going to suffer. We're going to go through different trials and tests. We're going to go through, because Jesus had to suffer. And what I'm so glad of is that even though we go through suffering, we have a Father, a Heavenly Father, who is right there to fight our battle. And being righteous, there are going to be times that God is going to allow things to happen to see if we're going to stand on the word. And the word of God let us know that we reap what we sow. Do you remember when you were a sinner and you did sin for things that wasn't right? While I know that God is a forgiving God, as far as the east is from the west, he throws it in the sea of forgetfulness. But we're still going to reap some of the sins that we sowed. And as the righteous, you're going to find that you're going to suffer because of things that you might still be doing right now, and you are calling it righteous, but it ain't righteous. But I tell God, thank you, that there is a solution to the suffering, and that solution is our Heavenly Father. Our target verse being Job, the second chapter, verses 7 through 8. It says, so went Satan forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with sore boils from the sole of his foot unto his crown. And he took him a potsherd to scrape himself withal, and he sat down among the ashes. Job was a man that loved God. He was obedient to God. Even though he loved God, God allowed Satan to touch his body, but he told him that he couldn't take his life. I tell God, thank you for being a God that has all things under control. He sent his son Jesus to suffer for the sins of mankind. And Jesus went on the cross for each and every one of us. And I tell God, thank you, that before going on the cross, he had to suffer at the hand of man, but he stayed in the will of his Father. And as sons of God, we are going to, as we suffer, do you know our suffering come to make us stronger? Our suffering come to give us strength. Our suffering come to make us have faith in God. Our suffering come that we can call on the name of Jesus. And I tell God, thank him. As we go through suffering, we find that we're going to suffer sometime because we have the mind of Christ. When you have the mind of Christ, you are doing what God's Son say to do. And I tell God, thank you. You grow in him because you do it his way. You don't do it your way. You do it the way that Jesus have called you to do it. If we look at 1 Corinthians 2, verse 16, I tell God thank you for his son Jesus. And the word of God said, for who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. When we have the mind of Christ, we know what his will is. We know what his redemptive plan and purpose is. We don't have our own plan. We don't have our own agenda. But we're going to do it the way that God's son Jesus have called us to do it. Listen to this. It means appraising and seeing things the way God sees them. Valuing things the way he valued them. Loving what he loves and hating what he hates. If I got the mind of Christ, you got the mind of Christ. Our mind will line up with the mind and the will of God. And I tell God, thank you. We're going to value the things that he values. And I thank God for material things that he have given us. But as you grow closer to God, you're going to find that your spiritual walk is more important. The spiritual things are more at heart than material things. When your mind line up with God and you have the mind of Christ, you know what his plan and purpose is, and that's what you are obedient to. If God says stand still and you have the mind of Christ, you're going to stand still. If you have the mind of Christ, you're going to see things the way that he sees it. As God is love, we're going to love the way that he loves. And I tell God, thank you. When we have the mind of Christ, it means understanding the holiness of God and the awfulness of sin. You can't serve two masters at the same time. You're going to love one and hate the other. When we understand the holiness of God, we know that he is pure, that he is clean, that there is no sin in his life. You're going to find that you don't like sin when you have the mind of Christ. I always tell the saints at Christian Life, there ain't no big sin. There ain't no little sin. Sin is sin, and righteousness is righteousness. If I'm serving the true and living God, I'm not going to entertain sin. While I'm not perfect and I try to keep my mind and my heart on Jesus, when I do step out of the will of God, the Holy Ghost will let me know right off. That's one thing about having holiness on the inside. He will let you know that that was wrong. That was not God. When you love God, Son Jesus, you're not going to sin willfully and call it righteous when you have the mind of Christ. You have the spirit of Christ, and you're going to follow that spirit. And I tell God, thank you. The spirit of God is holy, and I tell God, thank you. I tell God, thank you, that I know that he is the true and living God. And even though we have to suffer sometimes, we can still trust him to be our Father. As we are Christians, that means that we are in Jesus Christ. Can't be in nobody else. That we are one with him. And that we are going to suffer the way that he suffered. Jesus was pure. He had no sin. But he suffered at the hand of man. As he suffered, he still loved. He didn't give up on man. And I tell God, thank you, that he's still here right now. In the spirit, leading and guiding us. And I tell God, thank you. If we look at 1 Peter 2, verse 21 through 23, it says, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not, but committed himself to him that judges rightly. Jesus suffered. He went through many trials and tests, but he did not seek revenge. He did not get mean. Have you ever had someone to do something to you and you purposed it? I'm gonna get them. But I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that he loved so much. Even though he hadn't done any sin, no guile was found in his mouth. He was clean. When he was reviled against, he didn't seek to revile against anybody. And I tell God, thank you. As we look at Christ's suffering, and as we suffer for the sake of Christ, that helps us to grow spiritually. We mature in him. And I tell God, thank you. We not only mature in him, we receive blessings of our Heavenly Father. We're able to minister to others to let them know that even though you're going through, you have somebody that's on your side, and that somebody is God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. As you suffer for the sake of Christ, you grow in him. As you suffer, I found for surety that my faith grows in him, and I tell God, thank you. As you suffer for the sake of Christ, you find that you love the way that he loves. It don't feel good when you're going through, but the word of God tells us that even when we're in the valley, he's in the valley with us. When we're on top of the mountain, he is there. And I tell God, thank you. He let us know that we can cast all of our cares upon him. When we suffer as the righteous, it strengthens us. It builds our faith. As we suffer, we're going to find that there are going to be times that we have to weep over the sinfulness and the lostness of humanity, we see that Paul had to suffer for the sake of Christ. And while I know that Paul reaped some of the things that he sowed, because when he was Saul, he was terrible. He sought to destroy. But I tell God, thank you, that when he was on his way to Damascus, and God stopped him, and he said, Lord, who art thou? He got an understanding right then and there on the spot of who stopped him. And as he proceeded on his way, I tell God, thank you, that Paul did not try to bargain with God, just let me get where I'm going, and when I get there, I'll pray and ask you if this is what you want me to do. But I tell God, thank you, that he had a plan already in place for Paul, that he had to go to one of a disciple's house in the name of Jesus. And while he was there, the scales that came on his eyes came off in the mighty name of Jesus. See, when God has a plan and a purpose for your life, he will follow through. He will make a way. Yes, Paul had to suffer. But when Paul stepped into line with the word of God and did what God said to do, he drew people to Christ. He spoke the word of God. He ministered what God said to minister, even in the midst of the suffering, even when he saw people sinning and he had to weep. He still stood on the word of God. And I tell God, thank him. Paul was an awesome man of God. And he had to suffer persecution. Remember, he was locked up on many occasions. But I tell God, thank him. When he was locked up, he still spent time before the Heavenly Father. I tell God, thank you, that as he was locked up, he wept for so many sinners. And I tell God, thank you. And you're going to find that as the righteousness of God, it's going to be times that you're going to have to weep because of sin. You're going to have to weep that God gets all of the glory. And I tell God, thank you. There's nothing wrong with suffering. Listen to this. It says, sharing in Christ's suffering is a prerequisite for being glorified with Christ. We must thank God that just as the suffering of Christ are ours, so is his comfort. God will come and comfort us when we are going through. Yes, he will. And I tell God, thank you for being the God that is a comforter. If we look at 2 Corinthians 1, verse 5, I tell God, thank you, because it's the word of God that keeps us. And the word say, for as the suffering of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounded by Christ. I tell God, thank you, that in this Christian life, we're going to have suffering. And as we suffer, we're suffering because Christ suffered. We are not better than he is. And as we suffer, we're going to find comfort in Christ. And I tell God, thank you for his being our comforter, that as we suffer because of the sins of this world. But it's good to have a friend in Jesus that is there comforting us as we go through. I tell God, thank you, that we have turned away from sin to righteousness. We have turned away from disobedience unto obedience. But remember, Satan is still doing what he does best. He's Satan. And we're going to have to suffer so many times at the hands of Satan. We're living holy, but we're going to have to suffer because of Satan. And as we live a holy and righteous life, we're going to be in battle with Satan. But we have the Comforter, who is Jesus Christ, to stand by us, to carry us when we need to be carried. And I tell God, thank you for his son Jesus, that even though we have to suffer, he suffered on our behalf to give us the strength to make it through. Job loved God. He was obedient to God. His wife was right there trying to get him to curse God. And you're going to find that as you are sons of God, there are going to be those that try to get you to turn from him. But I encourage you to stand on the word of God. I encourage you to live a holy and righteous life. You can endure the suffering with the help of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. God bless you. God bless you. When we come back together again, we will finish talking about suffering. God bless you.
But you know what? He's going back to his father. Thank you, Lord. been talked about by Virgil. I've been misunderstood by Virgil. You might be sick, body rocking with pain, but Virgil, the bills are due. Don't know where the money coming from, but Virgil, 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 I want. I won't complain. It's dry. Every one of my tears away. My midnight ends today. So instead of complaining, I learned how to lift them hands, look up toward heaven, and say, thank you, Lord. Tell him, thank you, Lord. 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 I won't complain. I won't complain. I know it's time to go home, but I won't complain. I used to, but I won't. I could, but I won't. I won't. I won't. Say yes, say yes, say yes, yeah, yeah, yeah. I won't. Wait a minute. Some of y'all been complaining. Some of y'all been mumbling. Some of y'all been grumbling. But y'all are thank God for bringing you this far. You ought to thank God for bringing you from a mighty long way. And you're all right. And you're all right. You ought to stand on your feet and praise the Lord.
You are a sinner, and if you Lord, keep me from walk on in. I'm so tired of this load I'm carrying. Lord, I'm tired of this world of sin. I know the angels kept me, Jesus, in the kingdom of heaven. Say, weary, weary soul, come on in. Oh, meet my mother, my father, my sister, and my brother.
Once in a while, some people never pray. Everything always go that way, but I pray both night and day for Jesus to roll my burdens away. Sometime I'm up, sometime I'm down, sometime level with the ground. But if I trust in His word, I know His word will never pass away. Oh yeah, God's word shall never pass away. Oh no, His word will never pass away.
Jacket sends you, yes, yes, yes. joy starts jumping. You shout, let me enter.
Hallelujah.
And when it hits you, you're gonna holler, yes, baby.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, yes.
All over the world.
something. I may not know, and there are some places, oh Lord, I cannot go. But I am sure of this one thing, that God is real, for I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is real. Oh, He's real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Oh, His love like pure gold, love. My God is real, oh, I can feel Him in my soul. Yes, God is God is real in my soul. Yes, God is real, for He has washed and made me whole. Him in my soul. There are some things and made me whole.
run, I don't know, beat the run, what to do, beat the run, steal away, beat the run, enemy night, beat the run, bow down, beat the run, uneven play, beat the run, every day, when I pray, all in, early in the morning. I run the race with pace, calling on my father every day of my life. Well, I pray my way dark and night, just in my father, make my